The cordgrass you see as you look out over the bay lives in a singular environment called the intertidal zone, a narrow ribbon of land along the water's edge. It's where land meets the water, and it is one of the most important and productive components of the bay. This is also a place of extreme environmental conditions. The intertidal zone often is dry and sun-baked at low tide, yet completely inundated with salt water when the tide turns. Marine life in this zone must cope with flooding, desiccation, wide temperature swings, drastic salinity changes, pounding waves, turbidity, and other challenges unique to this habitat. Yet this space is teeming with life. The intertidal zone, along with tidal lagoons, salt turns, and estuaries, are the nurseries of the bay, providing food and shelter for a tremendous number of marine and terrestrial animals. Shelled mollusks, such as barnacles, limpets, mussels, clams, and oysters, open and close with the tide. They are part of a web of intertidal predators and prey, along with fish, crabs, worms, snails, starfish, sea urchins, birds, and mammals. When it comes to intertidal zone plants, cordgrass is the key link between essential underwater seagrass beds, also known as the rainforests of the sea, and the equally important mangrove forests found adjacent to the water. These plants together clean the water, stabilize the shore, reduce the impacts of waves and wind, turn the sun's energy into food, and protect the bay's young. To learn more about mangroves, listen to audio stop number 4. To learn more about seagrasses, listen to audio stop number 5.